have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back, everyone. It's been a while. We have another episode of Driving Movies with Hogan and Rudy for you. Continuing spooky trend. I know we've been lacking these past 2 months with episodes here, but we're right back at it with a new double feature for you. I think both of these, I'm spoiling the year part for you, but I think both of these are pretty recent films here. This week we are doing Mr. Harrigan's Phone from what year?
Oh, 2022.
That is directed by John Lee Hancock and also written by John Lee Hancock, but it's based on a short story by Stephen King. That stars Donald Sutherland as Mr. Harrigan, Jaden Martell as Craig, Joe Tippett as Craig's dad, Kirby Howell Baptist as Mrs. Hart, and Cyrus Arnold as Kenny Yankovic. That is going up against a completely different movie, and that movie is Raven's Hollow from what year?
2019.
Also 2022.
Oh, really? Wow.
At least according to IMDb. Maybe, I don't know, sometimes there's hiccups there, but they said 2022. So both movies from this year. That is directed by Christopher Hatton and written by Chuck Reeves. That stars Kate Dickey as Elizabeth Ingram, Melanie Zanetti as Charlotte Ingram, and William Moseley as Edgar Allan Poe. I'll turn it over to you to go over the plots.
Yeah, we'll start with Raven's Hollow, which is about West Point cadet Edgar Allan Poe and his crew of men. They're on a little patrol mission, just training, and they stumble upon a mutilated corpse, or a dying man, I guess. He's not dead when they find him. Mm-hmm. So he mutters the word Raven to him, to Edgar. And then they find out, they're like, oh, let's take this man back to this town. And they find Raven's Hollow. But there's some spooky stuff going on in Raven's Hollow because there's this monster that keeps killing people and all these mysterious townspeople. And then you have Mr. Harrigan's Phone, and that's about Craig, who's a young boy living in a small town. And he befriends an older man by the name of Mr. Harrigan. He's a billionaire. And Mr. Harrigan hires him to read to him three days a week. So his sight's going bad, so he hires Craig to read books for him. Eventually, Craig gets him an iPhone. This takes place in like 2003, so like when the first iPhone comes out. And he shows Mr. Harrigan all about stocks and how to use the phone. Well, Mr. Harrigan dies, and Craig puts the phone in his casket. And then soon finds out that he can communicate with dead Mr. Harrigan through his iPhone.
The power of Apple. What a commercial for Apple. Yeah, these two movies are very different.
Very different. I just picked two random movies.
But I was for it. You know, they're both new movies. Both widely available. Well, sort of widely available. One's on Netflix, which I feel like everyone has at this point. The other one's on Shudder, which you might have Shudder, you might have AMC Plus, or you might not have it at all. So maybe you can watch Raven's Hollow. But Mr. Harrigan's Phone is on Netflix. So,
and literally, like, yeah. Just came out.
Yeah, like...
Like a week ago.
Yeah. So you're getting this review hot off of this. Let's get into the critiques, though, starting with writing. What'd you think of these two movies?
I think there's a lot of critiques we can have with these. I'll start with Raven's Hollow. The writing is very confusing. Most of the time, I had no idea what was going on. They sort of introduce characters they don't really introduce him. They say names of characters, and you're like, wait, who's that guy? And they're like, just like you know him. And I'm like, ah, you didn't explain who this is. What is happening? It's just kind of chaotic. I don't know.
Edgar Allan Poe is a main character, but, like, you would never know that that's Edgar Allan Poe, aside from all of the cheesy little hints that they throw out through the movie of, like, all of his works. You know what that movie feels like to me? That movie feels like when you go to a haunted house, and all of the actors there at the haunted house are, like, trying to come up with a spooky story, like, on the fly. That's what that movie feels like, because it does. Makes sense. People are just saying stuff to be mysterious and spooky, but you're like, what? Like, who talks like that? Why are all these people so weird? Like, watching that movie, I was like, this feels like all these people just got in costume, and they're like, all right, be spooky.
Yep.
And these people just trying to think of whatever the first thing came to their mind. They're like, here's the setting, here's the characters, go. Yeah. But they picked, like, the worst actors. Like, these actors were terrible.
Terrible. And it's supposed to be kind of like a version of his The Raven, right? His poem. I've never read The Raven, so I don't really know what that's about.
From what I remember it, it does not seem like it's very similar to this story.
Yeah, there was a Letterboxd review saying that Edgar would be pretty upset with this movie turning his poem into this. And I wouldn't blame them, because it's not a very good film.
I like how they always tried to do, like, twists and turns throughout the movie too, but they didn't set up enough of the story so that when a twist did happen, you're like, what? Who's this person? Like, what? What kind of twist is this? What's happening right now? It could be because that movie was incredibly slow that my attention started to wander as I was watching it. But even, like, rewinding, like, I would catch myself being lost, and I would rewind to see, okay, what did I miss? And I didn't miss anything. I'm just lost watching this movie.
Yep, that's exactly it. At least Mr. Harrigan's Phone was a little more easy to follow.
Yeah, better structure.
But the story's fun.
Yes.
But how they... I don't know. How the movie is boring.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Like, going through the details and seeing that it was based on a short story by Stephen King, I was like, oh yeah, this is totally a short story that they just dragged out to, like, an hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah, it's way too long.
It's an interesting concept. I like the relationship between Craig and Mr. Harrigan and kind of how that continues on. But it's very slow. In terms of horror, if you're looking for a horror movie, this movie is, like, not a horror movie at all.
No, it's not.
It's more of, like, a drama. Oh, drama. It's like a kid's drama. Like,
the trailer was deceiving.
Yeah, I mean, there are, like, spooky-ish elements, but nothing very, like, sinister. And even once we get to that turning point where things start to get a little bit more supernatural, it's almost, like, coincidental. It's not really, like, you never have a specific point in that movie where you're like, ooh, this is some crazy stuff that's happening right now. Yeah. They hint at it, and they, like, give little teases where it's like, ooh, this song was playing when this person died. And you're like, ooh, I see the connection there. But it was never really, like, outright spooky. Like, you never really see anything happen. Every death occurs off screen. So, like, you don't actually see any spooky stuff happening. You just hear about it after the fact. And then I feel like the end for how long and slow the movie it is, I feel like I was unsatisfied with how it ended.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because they never really go into explanation on why or how or what does this mean. Not to spoil anything, because I know it's a brand new movie, but there's one part where he's getting, like, texts from the phone that he put in Mr. Harrigan's grave. But the texts are just, like, random letters, and they're kind of nonsensical. And towards the end of the movie, the main character is like, oh, I finally understand what you meant by these texts. But his explanation for what it meant and what the texts say, you're like, what?
Yeah, how'd you get this?
How did you get to that conclusion? Like, that makes no sense. And that's it. Like, they're, it's not like, ooh, it actually means something else and you find out later on. There's no, like, twist like that. It's just him going, I think this is what you meant. Oh, okay. Why? Like, why is this happening then? I don't know. I had a lot of questions at the end of that movie that I feel like the movie was just like, nah, I don't want to answer those.
And there's too much empty space. I don't know. Yeah. That's what it felt like. And it's way too long, an hour and 46 minutes.
And the spooky stuff doesn't happen until, like, what, an hour and 10 minutes in? Like, Mr. Harrigan's in it a long time.
He is. You're like, wait, when is stuff going to start? Ugh. These are both terrible, terrible films in writing aspect.
Yeah. I'd probably give it to Mr. Harrigan's Phone, though, because I could at least follow the story.
I'll agree. Yes.
And it kept my attention a little bit more in that one. I just felt disappointed at the end of it. Whereas I wasn't disappointed in Raven's Hollow because I didn't know what was happening half the time. So movie
You're
ended.
You're
like,
oh, it ended. Okay.
All right, it's over.
That ending was also weird. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Side note on the story. There was some sort of side love story happening. That was the weirdest love story I've ever
encountered. I was like, wait, when did this turn into a love story?
Right.
And what? Why is he attracted to her?
Yeah, the creepiest girl in the whole... Well, yes. Not the creepiest girl, but they're all creepy.
I don't know.
I guess he's lonely. I don't know. He's a creepy guy himself, though. So
maybe that. Yeah, that's true.
But that's a good segue. Let's talk about characters. What did you think of characters?
Raven's Hollow. I don't know where they found the actor for Edgar Allan Poe. Horrible. He was like a robot the whole time.
It's one of the kids from the Chronicles of Narnia.
What?
It's the oldest boy from Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh no.
You can see his career did not take off after that movie.
I can see why he's doing Shudder Originals. There's been some good Shudder Originals, but
yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one was not good. And his acting, it took you out of the movie. There would be spooky parts, and he didn't even act scared or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, yeah.
Yeah, all the characters are boring. His whole crew, I couldn't name one of them. Well, I could name them. Thomas? I don't know which one's Thomas.
Lutz?
Edgar? Well, I knew who Edgar was, I guess. But if you lined them all up, I probably wouldn't be able to pick them out, because they all look like the same generic white boy.
Yeah.
They're all the same height. They all have, like, dark blonde hair.
Yeah.
They all talk the same way.
The townspeople.
There's like five of them.
Five, yeah. And the decisions, I guess this goes back into writing, but the decisions that each character makes, you're like, why don't you just get on your horse and get out? Yeah. Like, what? But no, he's got to solve it.
The one guy's like, I kept trying to warn you.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
About what? No. I always like that in movies when people are like, you need to leave. But then they don't explain anything. But then they feel the need to explain it like later on. It's like, why didn't you explain all this crazy stuff?
You could have just told everything, laid it all right now.
they're wondering who killed this guy. You know who killed the guy, so.
Just lay it all out and tell me to leave.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No connection to... it was very cold, the whole movie.
Yeah. And again, it's about Edgar Allan Poe, but not... If you read the summary or whatever on IMDb and it says, oh, it's about Edgar Allan Poe and his army days and stuff like that, I feel like that would be intriguing to a lot of people. And then mm-hmm. they would go in and watch it and be like, this... I feel like this has no correlation to Edgar Allan Poe whatsoever. Aside from the fact that they're taking his, like, works and trying to Mod Podge him in this weird monster movie.
Yeah, that's why I was a little disappointed. I expected a little more from the title and what it was about. Mr. Harrigan, the characters. I did like Mr. Harrigan.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably the best because he is played by... Why can't I think of his name?
Donald Sutherland.
That's right. I kept thinking of
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. I was like, that's not it. Donald Sutherland. Yeah. I think he does a good job being a rich old billionaire that kind of has a shady past.
He's getting old, too.
Yeah, he's getting real old. the Craig, he plays in...
He's in the It movie.
That's right.
The part one of it, yeah.
I was like, it's not Stranger Things, it's something spooky. Yes. He's okay.
He's in Knives Out, too, I think.
I think his character is kind of... Maybe it's his acting style. He doesn't really show any, like emotion when he's... Mm-hmm. I don't know, he's one of those actors that just kind of doesn't show emotion.
Or he only shows one emotion. He's always, like, sad and mopey.
Yep.
He's never really happy. Even when he's like, I'm happy. I'm happy.
He's like Charlie Bucket from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. He could play Charlie Bucket. He's getting too old now. I like the characters in Mr. Harrigan's Phone. I think the connection between the two main characters is... honestly, what makes that movie watchable?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's a long movie. The story kind of goes in a disappointing direction, but you at least have the characters that are interesting enough to watch that help you kind of muddle through the movie. And at a certain point, I was like, maybe this isn't even a horror movie at all. Maybe Mr. Harrigan lives the whole time, and you know what? It might be a better movie that way, honestly.
Maybe it's just about him learning an iPhone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
And, you know, it probably would have been still a decent movie, because I feel like the acting and the characters and their interactions with each other, I feel like they did a pretty good job in that movie.
They did. Mm-hmm.
Raven's Hollow. Ugh.
Blech. I agree.
I'm going to forget about that movie, like, after we finish recording this. I'm going to forget everything about that film. We agreeing on Mr. Harrigan for characters?
Yeah, Mr. Harrigan.
What about music?
Music. There was a lot of... There's a score for Mr. Harrigan.
Mm-hmm.
Raven's Hollow? Did you notice any music?
Oh, I noticed music, all right.
Did you?
Yeah, it seemed like the most, like, if you could think of a low-budget movie and think of the soundtrack of a low-budget movie.
Yeah.
But consider that scenario and then think that even in a low-budget movie, they spent zero money on music.
Oh, shoot.
That's what Raven's Hollow sounds like.
Oh, my.
Like, I was like, I don't even know what this, I don't think you can call this music. It sounded like they found a spooky sampler on a keyboard. Like one that, like, you go to a store at, like, Target or something like that, and they have a keyboard, you know, on display, and you can try out their different presets. It sounded like they went through Like, they went through that preset list, and they're like, we just need one that sounds spooky-ish. And they found one, and they're like, okay, this is our we'll, soundtrack for the movie.
We'll take it. Oh my gosh.
Garbage. Mr. Egan's phone was just kind of classical music a lot.
Right.
Kind of softer, melancholy classical tunes, which, well, I mean, worked for the setting and the tone of the movie, but nothing memorable.
No. But it was better than...
Oh, way better
than... Raven's Hall.
Yeah, I forget what scene it was, but I really started listening to the music at that point. I was like, what is this? Like, what kind of music did they choose for this?
Apparently I did not even listen.
That's how bad it was. Mr. Harrigan's phone?
Mr. Harrigan's phone again?
Look at that, like a minute on music.
Yeah. We're
flying by. What about tech?
Tech? I think Raven's Hollow does a good job with tech, actually. The setting, I enjoyed it. It gives you that spooky vibe. Spooky forest.
Mm-hmm.
I'll describe it. And it's like this colonial town that's... I don't know. I enjoyed that. The tint of the film, it was like a bluish, it seemed like, or darker, which is fine. I don't know. But I enjoyed that. Mr. Harrigan's phone, the shots were probably a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice anything spectacular in Raven's Hollow.
Yeah, I think Mr. Harrigan's phone definitely looks like it probably had a lot more money put into it. I mean, you have bigger named actors. It's a Stephen King short story, so I'm sure Netflix poured some more money into producing that one. But there's nothing really technically great about it. It just looks nicer. Nothing really stands out in terms of like shots or editing or anything like that. It's just... it's a normal movie. Probably an inflated one. They probably could have edited a lot of it out because it's long and it's slow. But Raven's Hollow is also long and slow, so the editing is kind of tough on both of them. I'm taking that back. I understand the costume design and everything for Raven's Hollow. But again, it felt like, I don't know, the whole vibe of that movie felt like they found a video camera. They, like, went to a haunted house, and they just had actors. They gave them, like, an idea. It's like, ooh, we're going to do this Edgar Allan Poe thing, and there's going to be a monster in town, and they're going to try to figure it out. And then they just let the actors run with it. That whole movie and the aesthetic gave me that vibe where it's like, I didn't get invested in the movie because it felt so fake to me.
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
Like, all movies are fake, obviously, but, you know, when you really get involved in, like, the story and the setting of a movie, you know, you kind of get absorbed into that world.
The joy of movies.
Did not happen at all. I was like... I feel like I'm watching a commercial for, like, an extended commercial for a local haunted house, but not a good one. And so, like, I guess it's different from Mr. Harrigan's phone, but I don't know if it's necessarily different in a good way.
Yeah.
So I might still just give it to Mr. Harrigan's phone because that one, while I didn't get absorbed in that movie... I didn't feel like I was watching a really bad commercial.
Oh, gosh. I'll give mine to Raven's Hollow. I'll give it a pity point.
All right, all right. You're a nice guy. Which movie did you enjoy more?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I picked some snoozers. This is the gamble you take when you pick two random movies, especially newer movies.
Yeah.
I did see reviews beforehand on Mr. Harrigan's phone, and The reviews were not great. I did not look at any for Raven's Hollow. But man, these movies were not. I will not be watching them again. I enjoyed Mr. Harrigan's Phone more, though, because I actually didn't, like you said, enjoy the connection between Craig and Mr. Harrigan. I think that's the best part of the movie. Everything else is kind of...
Yeah, I mean, you have better actors in that one, too, so they kind of help make that movie more believable.
Sure.
To an extent, I guess. But I agree with you. I think Mr. Harrigan's Phone is an easier watch and a better watch, but I'm in the same boat with you where I'm probably not going to watch either one of these movies again. If you're on like a Stephen King kick, Mr. Harrigan's Phone is fine to add to the list. But it's not one that I would tell anyone to go out of their way to watch. I would definitely not tell anyone to watch Raven's Hollow. I would save them. I would save them that misery. If they'd be like, "Should I watch this?" I wouldn't even say, "Yeah, you know what? Give it a shot. It's not bad." I would say, "No,
do not." No. Save the 2 hours.
It's boring. It's bad. There's, in my opinion, there's nothing enjoyable about it. It's not necessarily a trash film, because I feel like a trash film is something that I absolutely hate.
Yeah.
I didn't absolutely hate it. I just didn't like anything about it.
There's a difference, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Harrigan's Phone.
Wow.
To my point as well. Do you have the next matchup?
I do not. I can't decide if I'm going to do two spooky movies to redeem myself or two spooky not scary.
Hmm. Whichever you pick.
Maybe I'll put a poll out.
Yeah.
And people can vote.
I like it.
Scary or spooky not scary.
That's a good idea. Until next time.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.